WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So, I'm trying to play things that maybe are soothing a little bit. Those of us who love Israel are absolutely in shock of the horror that's going on over there. Family after family after family here and there are suffering the loss of loved ones, not knowing where some of them are. It just is heartbreaking. And we didn't expect this to come like this. Nobody plans for anything like this. So please say prayers, donate if you can, do whatever you can to increase acts of loving kindness, because that will make a difference in the world. And let's see. We listened to the Andy Statman Quartet. I think I said that before. Eliyahu Sills and the Kadim Ensemble. Zaya Nye Gedermuth from the Eastern Wind CD. And that was Daniel Gill, Beloved of the Soul is the song from Three Orchestral Works. And we'll go now to Boston Baroque and Martin Perlman conducting Joseph Haydn's The Creation here on WMFO at Tufts University.
Und auch
That was featuring Amanda Forsythe. What a voice. This is the Boston Baroque, conducted by Martin Perlman, all using period instruments. Tenor is Keith Jameson, and bass baritone Kevin Deas. The Creation by Joseph Haydn. I was going to see if I could read some of the lyrics to this, but it's tiny, tiny print. Let's see. It's a 3-CD set. It's quite amazing. Part 3. Let's see, disc 3. I don't know, they put these things out, but then who can read them? let's see. This was a duet. Right. Let's see if I can read this. It's just too hard to read. I'm sorry. It was a nice idea. But anyway, so here we are. Here we are in Tufts University, enjoying a decent day where brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and fathers and mothers are being torn apart over in Israel. It's just terrible. There have been some rallies here. There was one at MIT. There was one on the Common. I'm sure there will be more. There are clothing drives being over in Brookline. There's ways you can help. So Mug and Adam, it's the ambulance service over there. It's, I donated to them. Just make sure you donate to a proper site. Some of the sites are being hacked, so you have to be careful. So what I want to do is there's a custom of reciting Psalms, Tehillim, during times of trouble, which we're definitely in. And there are two in particular that are important to say. Psalm 121, which I'm going to share with you. I'll read the English first, and then I'll read the Hebrew. A song to the ascents. I raise my eyes upon the mountains. Whence will come my help? My help is from Hashem, maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, he neither slumbers nor sleeps. The guardian of Israel. Hashem is your guardian. Hashem is your shade at your right hand. By day the sun will not harm you, nor the moon by night. Hashem will protect you from every evil. He will guard your soul. Hashem will guard your departure and your arrival from this time and forever. Shir Lamalos. Esayinayel haharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adonoy osei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum ve'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonoy shomerecha, Adonoy silecha, ayad yiminecha. Yoman ha'shemesh lo yikaka ve'yoreach ba'layla. Adonoy yishmorecha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonoy yishmor tzeisecha v'oecha me'ata v'yad olam. And then Psalm 130. And if you go to Chabad, they have the Psalms of the Day, and also there are places where you can download the Psalms right onto your phone. 130, a song of ascents. From the depths I called you, Hashem, my Lord. Hear my voice. May your ears be attentive to the sound of my pleas. If you preserve iniquities, O God, my Lord, who could survive? For with you is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I put confidence in Hashem. My soul put confidence, and I hope for his word. I yearn for my Lord among those longing for the dawn, those longing for the dawn. Let Israel hope for Hashem, for with Hashem is kindness, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all its iniquities. Shir Hamalos Mima Amakim Karasicha Adonai Shima Becholi Tihena Aznecha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai Im Avanos Tishmoya Adonai Miyamod Ki Imcha Haslicha Lma'an Tivare Ki Visi Adonai Ki Visa Nafshi. Velidvaro, Chochalti, Nafshi Ladonai, Mishomerim Laboker, Shomerim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael, El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai Chesed, Veharbe Imopidus, Vehu Yifda, Es Yisrael, Mikol Avanosav.
So if you're feeling it, whatever you're feeling, just don't hold back. Thank you so much, Fredo. We'll be right back in a few minutes with a whole lot more music.
Na 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 na
That was Chaim David, Sarachik Mamnara, Manora. Before You is the name of that CD. And coming up next is something from Atzilut. This is, they put it out for Concerts for Peace, both Arabic and Hebrew world music. And we'll have a listen to Yesh Adonai here at WMFO.
Yesh Adonai b'makom hazeh ve'anochi lo lo yadati. Yesh Adonai b'makom hazeh ve'anochi. Lo, lo, yadati. Yesh Adonai b'makom hazeh ve'anochi lo 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 lo yadati.
Lord, Lord.
That was the beautiful voice of cantor Jack Kessler, a group called Atzilut, Arabic and music, Hebrew world music. This music sends the message we can work together, now is the time, move forward into peace. It should only be so. So there are lots of folks on this. Maurice Shadida on Arabic vocals and oud, Jack Kessler on the Hebrew vocals, Samuel Heifetz on double reeds, Bruce Kaminsky on bass, Joseph Kessler on violin, Roger Mirjichin on oud, Stan Slaughter on flute and trumpet, and percussion. Oh, there was wonderful percussion. Jim Bob on dumbek, Joe Roycito djembe, Lenny Sidman on tabla, Yosef Tayun on dumbek, and a guest artist Henrik Goldschmidt on oboe. Program notes and booking information, www.concertsforpeace.com. Well, it should only be so, as I said. So let's see, we listened to Chaim Tarachik, I said before that, and Shlomo Katz. Okay, so I just want to share something I got from the folks at the Mystic River Watershed Association, the only organization working to protect and restore the Mystic River. Well, the Mystic River is right up here in this area. It says, tens of millions of gallons of untreated sewage have been dumped into our rivers during heavy rainstorms this year. Parts of the watershed are serving as environmental sacrifice zones, focused on industry instead of giving residents access to their waterfront. And parks, absent of basic amenities like trash cans, are strewn with trash. Even the most pristine areas of the watershed are under threat. Belle Isle Marsh, the last remaining salt marsh in Boston, is facing development and sea level rise. The Mystic Lakes and River are being impacted by pollution from stormwater, which will only worsen as we experience bigger storms due to climate change. To address these issues, it can't be business as usual. This is especially important as we can see how this approach has left the rivers and parks near environmental justice populations lacking for healthy water quality and green space respectively, and neighborhoods hotter with fewer trees. Today, I'm writing to ask you to renew your support for the Mystic River Watershed Association, my RWA. We have a plan to improve our watershed to benefit residents in all 21 of our watershed communities. This plan builds on our 50-plus year history of strong initiatives that are rooted in science, collaboration, and innovation, ensuring that we are protecting people and places today and in the future. So it goes on. The things that they've been doing, including building paths, improving parks, and have created a Malden River Vision Plan in Everett, Malden in Medford, that has now realized 3 miles of connected paths and helps seed the Malden River Works, which will result in the first park along the Malden River in Malden. They just, this year, launched a project to redesign the eastern shore of the Mystic Lakes to help not only the ecology, but also access to this important resource. So they can be reached at mysticriver.org, good organization. They are the only regional organization focused on our watershed. Mystic River Watershed Association. Okay, so
Ine drosnes finster, ine drosnes finster si spät bei Nacht. Mein Herd, kein Jung, kein Schor, kein Feigel fliehen auf der Gas. Mein Herd, kein Jung, kein Schor, kein Feigel fliehen auf der Gas. Ah, wo bist du gewesen? Ich will mit dir zwei Wörter reden. even chvil mi dir, co za mna zain. To kumar ois zu mir, mein Tajar ist is leben. Ich steh ohne warte ne kos, ich weiß allein nicht für was. Ich steh ohne warte ne kos, ich weiß allein nicht für was. Herois, ich will mit dir zwei Wörter reden. Komm schon, Herois, ich will mit dir zusammen sein. Dein schön von ihm und mit deinen schwarzen Kautschkala. Oi, und dein Mond mit deiner schönen weißen Katzen. Oi, und dein Mond mit deine schöne weiße Katzen. Da komm schon heraus, ich will mit dir zwei Wörter reden. Komm schon heraus, ich will mit dir zusammen sein.
Oh,
Alberto Mizrahi and the Chorale Mystique, conducted by Matthew Lazar, Ani Ma'amim, from Chant Mystique. And before that, we heard for Spiel, Dobran Note, and Atzilut Yesh Adonai, the Concert for Peace. I want to share a little bit in the, from this 60 Days, a Spiritual Guide to the High Holidays by Shimon Jacobson. Today is Tishrei 26th, Meeting the Challenge. Every challenge we are presented with in life packs a certain amount of energy, and to meet that challenge requires of us an amount of energy equal to that of the challenge. If the resistance is, say, 10 pounds, we need to counter it with 10 pounds, and we need 11 pounds or more to overcome it. When it comes to the tension between matter and spirit, the spirit must apply that much energy and then some to overcome matter. Physically speaking, two of us cannot sit in the same seat at the same time because physicality, by definition, takes up time and space. So in order to share with another, we have to give up something. If we have food and we share with another, we have less. If we have money and we share with another, we have less. That's how things are measured quantitatively in the world of matter. But spiritually speaking, two people can sit in two different seats a million miles apart, and their love is so deep that they're like one. For them to share food or money means not giving, but gaining something far more precious. So matter and spirit work in two different directions entirely. Matter, being selfish, always holds on to its own space, but spirit, being selfless, doesn't have a problem with giving up its space. The spirit understands that money runs out, food spoils, everything material eventually rots and erodes, but anything with spiritual value, by definition, is eternal, unchanging. This means that every moment in life which becomes spiritualized is immortalized. So, if you dedicated extra time to the high holidays, you have gained something eternal. Ask yourself, how much energy did you put into this high holiday season? How much did you get out of it? Exercise for the day. Calculate the time and effort you put into the preparation and celebration of the various high holidays. Know that in the coming year, this time and effort will be returned to you in manifold ways. Watch for it. Well, we're just about out of here, and soon somebody else will be taking over the controls. But I'm going to share a little bit more with you. Let's see. We'll do this and this. And please do pray for those souls and families in Israel, and send money. Make donations, do whatever you can. Friends of Israel are needed now more than ever.
Broken lives, broken strings. Broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking. Everything is broken. Broken bottles, broken plates, broken switches. Broken buckles, broken laws, broken.
soft winds blow far away from it all. There is a place you go where teardrops fall. Far away in the stormy night, far away and over the wall. You are there in the flickering light where teardrops fall. We banged the drum slowly and played the fife lowly. You know the song in my heart. In the turning of twilight, in the shadows of moonlight, you can show me a new place to start. I've torn my clothes and I've drained the cup, stripping away at it all, thinking of you when the sun comes up, where teardrops fall. By rivers of blindness, in loving with kindness, we can hold.